EFT, or Emotional Freedom Techniques, are a process for releasing resistance that, when I introduced it into the work I was doing with the Law of Attraction, made a profound impact on me and the students of our Wealth Beyond Reason program. When I finally decided to try it, which I did resist for quite some time, the results were instantaneous and undeniable. One of the first practitioners of EFT that I entered into conversation with was Carol Look, and since that time we've done numerous teleseminars and live events together, and she's absolutely excellent at what she does, so I felt that she was the perfect person to introduce you to what EFT is all about and how to use it. So thanks, Carol, very much for taking the time to share your knowledge with us on this whole EFT thing. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Bob. Glad to be speaking with you and your people.
Great. So why don't you just give us an overview? What is EFT, and what's it all about?
Okay, so EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques, and it's one of the branches of the tapping therapies. And actually, it's the simplest form and one of the easiest for people to do, and we can teach it online as well as to people in workshops. And it's just very simple to do. It's based on the ancient art of Chinese acupuncture. But what we do, instead of putting needles into acupuncture points, we tap with our fingers on the same points. And what we do is we send little messages through the energy system, through the meridian system, and we are able to clear emotional blockages like pain and grief and anxiety and worry and limiting beliefs and fears. We can clear those by cleaning out the energy system. What they believe is that if there is any blockage in this system, you know, it's sort of circuitry of electricity in our body, right? We all have electricity in our body. And what the ancient acupuncturists discovered is this line of, or the system of lines called meridians, and it links all the organs and travels north and south and east and west throughout your entire body. And they believe that if you have any blockages there, then you get symptoms. And again, the symptom could be a craving for chocolate, as well as the symptom could be high anxiety about the economy and about money. Those are both symptoms. So what we do is we clear out the cause of those symptoms, which is a disruption in the energy system, and that's why people make such profound changes. I know you've seen them. Profound changes by using EFT or any of these versions of the tapping therapies.
So let's take a step back here. Now, I know that you, and I want people to know, that you are more, you're also traditionally trained in various modes of therapy, right?
Yes.
Hypnosis and other things. So, you know, when I first heard about EFT, I was, you know, dubious, I guess is a good word, because it all sounded kind of, I mean, I was teaching the Law of Attraction. I had already opened up my mind pretty wide, but still I resisted this. I'm just curious, when you first heard about it, now, I mean, you're a master at it now, and I've seen you work and do things that are just amazing with people. But I'm just, for the sake of the people who are listening to this and going, wait a minute, I don't know about this part. I'm just curious as to how you got introduced to this and sort of settled into saying, well, I'm going to take this a little seriously.
Well, I was introduced to it. Someone in my hypnosis class said, if you think hypnosis works, you know, you've got to find this tapping stuff. And again, I was trained in traditional psychotherapy, just as a regular psychotherapist. I have a master's degree. And I went to a class and took the workshops, and I tried using it on my clients. And I said, let's just use it as a stress relief technique and change a little anxiety and help you feel better and reduce cravings. And it started to work so beautifully, I couldn't deny it. I was skeptical. You think you're skeptical? Oh, my word. I was completely skeptical, and it started to work on all my clients, and I couldn't deny it anymore. And then I started working on myself with it specifically, and the first thing I cleared in myself was profound insomnia. So that went away. So that was a that'll turn your head. So I had to get over great skepticism as well, but over and over again, my clients were finding it useful, helpful, and then life, as I became better at it, it became life-transforming and really life-changing for them.
Yeah, you know, I think that the key here in your message, and also what I've said about it, is that the key to getting it is to just try it. I mean, you can sit there and think it's silly and not understand how it could possibly work, but just doing it is the way to convince yourself, to see and experience the results for yourself. So all of you listening, if you've never tried EFT before, and if you think it sounds wacky, I just invite you to, you know, go into a room where there's nobody around and just give this process a try before you judge it or write it off completely, because I've just seen it do such amazing things, and that's what Carol has seen as well. So let's talk about the process itself a little bit. What does an EFT session look like, feel like? How does it run?
Well, the most important thing people need to remember is they need a target. What are you going to work on today? What are you going to work on in your EFT session that may be 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour? Choose something. You need a target. And a target can be an emotion, an event, or a symptom, let's say, like pain or a craving, something like that. So you want to be very, very specific. And you start by coming up with what we call a setup phrase. And the setup phrase is this phrase where you say what the problem is. You admit it out loud. I say to people, it's like pulling up the document, pulling up your Word document on your computer. Pull it up, and now you can edit it. But you can't edit it until it's up, right? So you get this, you come up with a statement that says, even though I have this, whatever it is, anxiety, even though I have this worry about finances, even though I'm upset about something, so you just tell the truth, I deeply and completely accept myself, or I choose to feel calm anyway. The second half of the sentence is an affirmation, is a, I'm okay anyway. So you start with, here's the truth, here's the problem, but I'm okay anyway. And you say that out loud while you're tapping on what we call the karate chop point. And if you've ever seen a karate master on TV or in live, you know, chop a board right in the middle, it's right where he does that, on the outside of either hand, below the pinky and above the wrist, and that soft part on your outside of your hand. So you tap there. So I'm right-handed. So I tap with the fingers of my right hand, and I tap on my left hand. And I would say, even though I have this extreme anxiety about flying, or even though I have this worry about the meeting with my boss this afternoon or whatever, I deeply and completely accept myself anyway. And there's something quite profound about combining the admission of what's wrong with, and I'm okay about it. It's really, nobody knows how much is the tapping on the acupuncture points versus how much is the wonderful self-acceptance versus how much is the focus and the intention. We can't quite figure out what percentage of which piece of the whole system is why it's working so well. So we put all the pieces together.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
So that's how we start anyway. The setup phrase, which is where you choose your target. What are you working on? Chocolate cravings, or are you going to work on your anxiety? You're going to work on the pain in your knee, or are you going to work on the fight you had with your husband last night? You know, what are you going to work on?
Okay. And then after we've got the setup phrase going, what's the next piece?
Okay, so we do the setup phrase while we're tapping three times. Then you take the fingers of your dominant hand and you tap on the series and the sequence of points. And this is how the EFT sequence goes. You start, the first point is at the beginning of either one of your eyebrows. So it's right where the hair of your eyebrow starts, above your nose. And you just tap very lightly. I'm going like and quickly, but I'm just doing tap, 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 tap. Not very hard. Tap, 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 tap. So you're just tapping there on the eyebrow point. And you name the problem again. Remember, we're bringing up the file so we can edit the file. We want to be focused on it. Now, this is where law of attraction people say, oh, I'm not supposed to be focused on it. That's not true. You're not supposed to be wallowing in your pain. You're not supposed to be complaining, but you're already vibrating. Let's say it takes stress. If you're already vibrating in a terribly stressful situation about work, then you know, you better say it and name it and tell the truth and be able to then tap through it. That's what we do. And no one's ever gotten worse from doing it. So that's, I want to just dispel that fear of law of attraction people who are listening.
I'm glad you did that, because I was about to.
Okay. So you start and you just name the problem. So you're at your eyebrow and you're just saying the truth. I feel really anxious about money. Then you move to the second point, which is on the outside of your eye. There's a little bone there you can feel. Not, you don't want to go all the way back into your temple or your hairline. You're right on the corner of your eye, and you say it again. This anxiety about money, anxiety about finances. The next point is underneath the eye. There's a little circle bone underneath your eye. They call it the bony orbit. And you just tap under your eye. It's kind of above your cheekbone. Tap there, and you mention the problem again. And that just helps you get tuned in. See, you can't clear something if you don't tune into it. So that's why we use these reminder phrases and say the problem. So so that it's up in your consciousness, your energetic consciousness, then you can clear it, and then it's gone. So you tap. So the next one is under the cheek. The next one is under the nose on the upper lip. So you just tap there, and I'm tapping with two fingers. Some people tap with more. I just tap. You say it again, this anxiety about finances on the upper lip. The next point, we call it the chin point. It's a little bit above the chin and below the lower lip. So if I tap like this, you can hear, you can basically hear where I'm tapping, right? So just in the crease there. The next point is called the, and you say the phrase, whatever you've chosen as your target. And the next point is called the collarbone point. And anybody who's interested in acupuncture knows about it. It's called the K27 point. And what you do is it's easier to take your hand and put it into a fist, and you just kind of tap there where the knot of a man's tie would be. Okay, it's those little knobs right below your collarbone, but you could tap like that, right where your collarbone is, right where those knobs are, and say it again, I have such anxiety in my body about money, or whatever you've chosen. The next point, if you had a seam up and down your body, splitting it in half, it would be, it's about 4 inches below your armpit, right on where the seam would be. Right on the seam, below your armpit, 4 inches down in your ribs there, tap there, say the issue again, this anxiety about money. And then we end on a point that's on the top of the head that is a very powerful acupuncture point. Top of the head, you go around in a little circle, feels very good and soothing up there, and you say the problem again. I've been anxious about money or whatever it is. Okay? So you tap there, and then you take a deep breath, and that's considered one full round of the EFT. And it's very short, because I was explaining the points, it went a little longer.
Yeah.
So that's how we would do it. You start on the karate chop point, and three times you say, even though I have this problem, I accept myself anyway. Even though I have this concern, I accept myself. And you want to be really tuned in. And then you tap on all the points and say, this concern, whatever it is. Take a breath and see how you're doing. Now, what you can do to begin with is measure it on the scale of 0 to 10. How high is that anxiety about your meeting, the deadline with the boss or the meeting with the boss? How high is the anxiety? 0 to 10, and see if you can come up with a number. Ooh, wow, it's an 8 right now. Tap, 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 and it should go down every time. If you're focused on it and you're doing the tapping, it should go down every time. And sometimes people go from a 10 to a 0, and other people go 8, 6, 4, 2, and that's fine. There's mm-hmm. no right or wrong. We're just clearing the energy system by tuning into the problem, releasing the energy that's got us locked into it and glued onto it. Then you release it and clear the system. Then law of attraction is doing what you want it to do, which is, you know, attracting the right things, attracting what you're able to focus on, because you're no longer focused on the anxiety or the hurt or the pain.
So along with this audio and the other audio that is included with this program, we're going to have a link back to a document that you have at your site, which clearly defines where the points are and fleshes out a little bit more about what you said about how this all works. So that's great. And then also this other audio file, we've got like an hour's worth of sessions that we've done with people in the past. So everything that you've just talked about will be clearly demonstrated. And let's talk real quick about borrowing benefits so that people understand the power of listening to recorded sessions of EFT.
Yes, even if someone, let's say you're hearing me work with someone and the problem isn't yours, you think, I don't have that problem this week, this month. Tap anyway, because what seems to happen is that your system recognizes conflict in general, and even if the person's working on resentment towards their boss and you don't have it, you probably have resentment towards somebody. Even if they're working on fear of a deadline, you don't have that, but you might have fear of spiders. It seems to work on your system anyway, so we call it borrowing benefits. So even if the problem doesn't resonate with you and it's not your problem, tap along anyway, and you can mark and measure your own issue. You can start with your own anxiety, but go ahead and use the wording and follow along with the cadence and rhythm of what I'm doing with other people and see how you feel afterwards.
Yeah, and I'm sure we repeat that throughout the other recording of the session so that the people really get the message. But again, this whole thing is, if you don't do it, if you don't go through the process, you're not going to get any results. And so I just really strongly invite you to try what we're talking about. put it into practice, and just try it on your in your everyday life. Releasing is one of those things that you can do, and I suggest that you do, throughout your day. It's not like, well, I'm going to release later tonight at 8 o'clock. That's my time to release. The wonderful thing about the portability of this technique is that you can do it in the moment of the upset, and that you really should, because that whole tuning in process, that's so important. It's, you know, when people say, I think that there's a couple of things that cause people to say, well, I don't think this is working for me. One is that they're not gauging their intensity before they do it, so they haven't really said they haven't gone, because 10 to an 8 is a significant move, even if it doesn't seem like it. But if you don't put a number on at the front, you may not know that anything happened, and you might stop a little soon rather than doing a few more rounds, which might actually get you further. And then the other thing is that they aren't doing it when they're actually tuned into the problem. They're sort of remembering that, oh yeah, I know I have this anxiety, I'm not feeling it right now, but that doesn't do it. You know, it's just like Carol said, you want to bring up the file, so there it is, you're in it. And then you're going to do the process, and then that's going to do the balancing act there, and then you'll be clear. So, all right, so this was a terrific overview, great explanation, I really appreciate it. You have done EFT work on all sorts of different, not just abundance, but weight loss and eyesight and all sorts of other things. And so your website has a tremendous amount of information that I highly recommend people look into. You've got a newsletter, I know. So I invite people to click the link that is associated with these audio files on this page and check out Carol. I know you'll want to after you listen to the sessions for sure. But anyway, Carol, thank you so much for sharing this little insight on what EFT is all about. I really do appreciate it.
My pleasure, Bob.
All right, hold on. Let me go stop this recording.